Hello? Hi, is this Shane and Gage?
Yes, this is.
Do I have you both on the line, or?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. Well, this is Paul. I'm calling back here from Local Splash. I know we were speaking about a half an hour ago, but I definitely wanted to get you more of the details of the service. So I know that you guys are using Yelp, you're using Angie, and you're doing Google pay-per-click ads as well?
We were just looking into Google local service ads.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, we were just looking into going into that. Is that kind of the same thing as
it is the same thing. It's exactly the same thing. Not exactly sure why there's two words or two names for the same thing. Google Guarantee and local service ads is exactly the same thing. Yeah, it is. It's exactly the same. So of course it's a lead-based service. The calls come directly to you, so it's very different than any other lead-based service where you just get a phone number and you're in a bidding war. It's called Google Guarantee. It's called local service ads too, but it's called Google Guarantee because Google actually guarantees your work. Google basically puts their stamp of approval on your business and does have an insurance policy for any complaints that you might have. Google will come out of pocket and pay up to $2,000 for any complaints that you might have. Obviously, it's not something you would ever want to use or need, but it is kind of a reassurance policy for the potential customers. I think people go to Google Guarantee because they know that the businesses there are thoroughly vetted. They know that they're going to deal with a reputable contractor, that they're going to love the job when it's done, and people who are maybe not looking for, you know, the cheapest guy, not looking for a bunch of estimates, maybe looking for the best guy, they go to Google Guarantee. Now, you already have a verified Google listing. You have already a website. So when we make it easier for people to know that you're in the service area providing those services, you'll certainly get phone calls. Another difference with Google Guarantee is they pay per qualified lead. Something like Angie, you might pay for a phone number, you try to call it, nobody answers, you still pay for that lead. With Google Guarantee, all the calls are monitored. You'll know that it's a Google Guarantee call when it comes to you, and Google will make sure that you're speaking with someone in your service area, that you're talking to them about a service that you want to provide. You have to also be quoting them a price or at least scheduling an appointment to meet with them in person. Otherwise, it's automatically not a qualified lead, and of course, you would not pay for that. Now, as I mentioned briefly on that other phone call, your leads are very affordable. They're less than $51, $50.67. If it's a bigger job, still $50.67. Now, Google will want you to maintain a budget that supports up to 13 leads in any given month. So that's $661. You don't pay that right away. You have to be vetted first. Google doesn't do the vetting. They contract it out to either Evident or Pinkerton. Pinkerton, of course, we know from cowboy movies. Google's going to want to make sure that you don't have any felonies, that you do have the right licensing and the right insurance. Now, you have to have either the Louisiana State Master Plumber License or Louisiana State Natural Gas Fitter License. Do either or both of you have?
Yes, we do.
You do, okay. And then you have to have liability insurance. I mean, it's just $100,000. If you have any liability insurance at all, it's probably many, many times more than $100,000. So it seems you guys would qualify for that. And of course,
we have the insurance and we have the license. So
is it the Master Plumber License or
Master
the?
Plumber license.
It is, okay, gotcha. And that's all you need. You don't need them both. And then you don't pay right away for that activation budget. But again, that activation budget would be $661. That supports up to 13 leads. Most of my clients don't run through all of their leads unless they've got multiple crews and they're taking on multiple jobs at the same time. A lot of my clients get a lead or two, it turns into a job, they pause their leads, they turn them on again, you know, you might go through half the lead. Let's say the following month, just for simplicity, you only use one lead. That means the next month you only pay $50.67. You just kind of pay to top off do that 661, you pay for the leads that you used the previous month. All that you would pay today would be the application.
Just to repeat that again, Shane walked away for a moment. So just to that again, so say if we had paid the $600 and we only went through half the through half the leads.
Correct.
It would only go through half the budget. It would only be like we spend $300.
That is 100% accurate. Absolutely. Leads are roughly, we'll call it 50 for sake of simplicity. It's $50.67. So we'll call it $50 just for simple math. You use six leads, the next month you pay $300. You use one lead, the next month you pay $50. If you use all 13 leads, then the next month you pay $661. So Google wants you to have a budget that supports up to 13 leads. You only pay for the leads that you use, and every lead has to be qualified. Again, if you're not talking to someone in your service area about a service you provide, if you're not quoting price to them, then you will not be charged for that lead. You're not going to have to worry about disputing any, leads that aren't qualified, because it's already vetted for you. It's already monitored, so you only do pay for the qualified leads. Of course, not every qualified lead turns into a job, but Google Guarantee has the highest conversion rate. A big reason for that is it's not a shared lead system. You're not in a bidding war fighting it out with your competition. You get calls directly to you, and I think also you're dealing with a different type of clientele. I think a lot of people use Angie because they know they're going to get multiple phone calls. They might be looking for the cheapest guy. They might even be just looking for an estimate to budget for something down the road. You still have to pay for those leads. With this, people are looking for a quality contractor. They're looking to hire someone. They're looking to know that they're going to be well taken care of, that they're going to love the job when it's done. That's why most people go to Google Guarantee. Like I said, the vetting process takes usually 4 or 5 weeks. It could be 3 weeks if you're very fast in getting the application filled out, getting the supporting documents to us. Longer, of course, if you don't do that right away. The application, though, is very easy to fill out. Usually takes about 10 or 15 minutes. And the vetting process, though, takes about 3 to 5 weeks, usually. Maybe 6 or 8 weeks.
How much does it, what it cost me up front?
It's a one-time application fee. I was just going to reiterate that. It is a once in a life. Not an annual membership. You just pay it once. It's $250. You already have a verified Google listing. We'll help you get reviews. That's a good and important thing. You've already got a website. We don't have to build a website for you. Your out-the-door cost today would be exactly $250. You'll be notified if it's 3 weeks, 5 weeks, 6 weeks, when you are thoroughly vetted, and then it is usually 3 days after. It's automatically 3 days after, unless you say, hey, can we get things started? I just got notification. Let's get those leads going. Go ahead and charge the $661. Or otherwise, it'll be 3 days. If you say, hey, can we wait till next week? I just got notification. This is not a good week. Can we wait another week or so? We could do that too. But it would normally be 3 days after you're vetted. You get notified by Google and us that you qualified for Google Guarantee. Like I said, all that you would pay today is the one-time application fee of $250. Now, of course, we are a Google Premier partner. We offer all the other services that Google offers. Of course, local search engine optimization, Google pay-per-click. But this is Google's strongest product, highest conversion rate, most cost-effective product out there. And I think it's something that our clients really see great success with.
Okay, so if I spend $250 today, I come back in 3 weeks, we're vetted, approved, or what have you, then what?
Mm-hmm. Then you would pay the activation budget, which is $661. Every month after that, you pay for the leads that you use just to top it back off to $661 that following month.
So total out of pocket to get this thing started, it's $900.
Well, it's $250 today. Well, it's $250 today, and then the $661 to get things set up and going down the road, and then you pay the $50 per lead. Yeah, so it's usually more cost effective. I've been talking to business owners using Angie for a long time, and the leads might be over $100 each. So with this, it's designed to be more affordable for you and a higher conversion rate. The budget's always there. You know, it's not like you're coming out of pocket and not getting anything for it. Once you have that activation budget, you pay for qualified leads, and only if it's a qualified lead does that $50 come out of that piggy bank, so to speak. So that money's always there. You're not coming out of pocket before you see results. I mean, obviously, you have to set the budget up, but then you get those calls coming directly to you.
It costs about $900 to get that fully set up and to get our first lead out of it. But once you get it, then you only reimburse it when you use it.
Correct.
We shouldn't have done it with Andy.
Yeah, we should have canceled.
We shouldn't have did Andy. Yelp,
we can cancel Yelp. Yelp is month to month, and now we're not a Yelp partner, but we are a Yelp vendor. I'm authorized to sell Yelp. I just wouldn't want to. You know, everybody I talk to say it's not worth the money. You know, you're basically paying for an enhanced listing, which is to keep your competitors off of your page and so that you show up if someone else is looking at a competitor who's not paying a premium service for it. But most of the business owners that I talk to that are using Yelp, they say it doesn't pay for itself.
We have no contract with you, correct?
That's 100% accurate. This is not like Angie where you're not locked into a 12-month contract whether you like it or not. This is month to month. It is no contract. Not only can you pause your leads, you can pause the service. You can stop altogether at any point in time. No questions asked. No fees involved.
I mean, I feel like this would pay for it. I wouldn't even keep saying that the lead service or say themselves, but those do sound like the best leads so far, and they do sound like they would pay for themselves, absolutely. It's just that we're already spending money there. You know,
I can't wear a black eye for some of the other things that you guys are doing. We don't have anything to do with them at all, but I know we can do right by your company. I believe in this product. This is the best thing that Google has. Like I said, we can be talking about Facebook paid ads. We could be talking about Google pay-per-click or even Yelp, but you already have that, and I wouldn't mention it anyway. But this is the one thing that makes a big difference. It's a kind of a game changer. I mean, I know that things like Thumbtack and Angie have been around for a long time, but that's a very, very different service altogether. With this, it's a quality phone call coming directly to you from someone looking to hire somebody. I think it will not only pay for itself, it'll help you to pay for the Angie. I mean, it'll help you to pay for the Yelp if you end up not canceling with Yelp.
I think it would be a good thing, too. And the fact that I can pause it, and I've got 3 weeks to come up. I can come up to $600 right now, but, gives me 3 weeks to cover that portion.
Yeah, you don't have to come out of pocket right away for that. It's just the application fee. That's going directly to Google. The good thing about it, it's not like Angie where it's an annual membership. It's just one
thing. What I like about it is, John, it is Google. It is Google. It's just what you were doing before, too, right? But we still got to finish up our own website and domain page and all. Are we still going to do that?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. You want to try it? At least we can pause it if we're not making money with it. Well, once I pay for it, really, it's stupid to pause it because it's paying for itself. Get what I'm saying?
I do.
So, you want to try it? Yes,
I'm sorry. Is it something to go on the phone and the tablet and
Well, here, that's what I'm
at. Yes, that's a great question. Any device that accesses Google, it could be a laptop, tablet, smartphone, PC, even vehicles with internet access, as long as they're in your service area and as long as they're looking for keywords related to the services that you provide. Now, it really could be any of the services that you provide. You're not going to be limited by keyword or by search phrase. We're going to want to target at least 3. But here's kind of the list of the keywords that you can be found for. Any of them or all of them. Unclog drain, install faucet, faucet repair, install garbage disposal, repair garbage disposal, repair outdoor systems, repair pipe, repair sewer, repair shower, repair toilet, install water heater, repair water heater. So, I think we've got your bases covered here, and you're going to get phone calls from people needing your services.
AC,
Yeah, we also want HVAC services and backflow services.
We do, yeah, I'm licensed and certified for all of that as well.
Yeah.
We can get you found for those. Those do not fall under the same heading as plumber, but there's a whole slew of HVAC services that you can be found for. Absolutely. Installing, repairing, ducts and vents.
Yes, all of that.
Yeah.
Backflow should fall under plumbing, though.
It does, but it's commercial, mainly, so it's not... You get what I'm saying? It's not residential. And this, most of this stuff is for residential. You get what I'm saying? Because, you know, big commercial contractors ain't going to Google to find a contract. You get what I'm saying? They already have their people. You get what I'm saying? So backflow ain't a thing for residential yet. But we could, I don't know, we do it. Let's just, you know. Anyway, what are y'all going to do? Okay. Are y'all doing it, or?
I don't know.
We're going to see my ass for 3. All right? And then we're going to see y'all. Yeah.
Oh, no.
Okay.
Did you guys have any other questions? Let me tell you this, though. You will get a very detailed reporting and tracking system. You'll be able to see exactly how much work you're getting, where the work's coming from, the breakdown of the keywords and search phrases that you're getting calls for, and, of course, you know, you'll be able to manage your online reputation. You'll have reviews on multiple platforms. You can respond to reviews right from your tracking system. So not only does it help you get more business, in some aspects it helps you to manage your business as well.
Okay.
So I think when we first started this call, not the first call, but this call, you had mentioned that you were looking into local service ads, right?
Yes, I was.
Can I ask why now? I mean, I'm not opposed to the idea. In fact, it's exactly what we're talking about, but it's kind of a coincidence that you're looking into the exact same thing that we're talking about. I know you've got a lot of other things going on. You've got Angie and Yelp and things like that, but you are looking for something else, something maybe better, right?
We were just looking into it recently. We've been looking into so many different ad services. The reason we hadn't yet was really just because of cost-related reasons.
I gotcha. Yeah, yeah. Well, I mean, you know, obviously, you know, we understand that your advertising dollars are not, like, growing on a tree in the backyard. But there's really no better place to put yourself than the first page of Google, and Google Guarantee is the very top of that first page of Google. It's the very first thing that people see, and people, like I said, who are looking for a quality contractor, that's where they go. You're going to reach a lot more people. Not everybody uses Angie, but pretty much everyone uses Google. And again, any device that accesses Google, people will be able to find you. They'll see that you are Google Guarantee certified. People feel comfortable using Google Guarantee because they know, they don't know the ins and outs of it, but they know that these are guaranteed by Google. These are really hand-stamped and approved by Google, so people go there when they know they're going to find a reputable contractor. I know this is going to work for you guys. I wouldn't be talking to you about it if I didn't think it was going to help you out. My heart goes out to people that are under contracts with Angie's. I've been doing this a long time, and I know that that service doesn't always work. When you're locked into a contract and kind of chasing after leads, it gets pretty frustrating. I know that sometimes, you know, you're not even talking to somebody and it still counts as a lead, but that doesn't ever happen with this. You know, it has to be, like I said, someone that you speak with, someone that you're quoting price with. Otherwise, you don't even get charged for that lead. Google wants it to be fair. Google wants it to be profitable. Now, of course, we are a Google partner. To be honest with you, that partnership program is almost 10 years old. We were one of the very first companies to join that Google partnership. That was for Google pay-per-click ads back then because Google Guarantee was not a product yet. Google wanted to help small and medium-sized businesses see a higher return on investment with Google pay-per-click ads. We still can offer Google pay-per-click, but Google came up with a better product. Google wants businesses to be successful, and Google Guarantee is the best product they have out there. It's the most affordable, and of course, you know, with pay-per-click, clicks don't always lead to calls, and calls don't always lead to jobs, but when people are going through Google Guarantee, it's a much higher conversion rate. Google says it converts 33% higher than any other lead-based service out there. I gotta believe it's at least 33% higher because it's an exclusive lead service. Calls come directly to you. There's no competition. People are only calling you after they see your website, you know, so they're calling you knowing that you do what they're looking for. They might even leave a positive review. I see you've got it set up where people can leave testimonials right on your website. I think this is going to help you guys. It's going to certainly make sure that people know that you're in the area, give them the reasons to call you. Very affordable, at basically $50 per lead. It's definitely going to pay for itself. If you end up, you know, keeping Yelp, it'll help you pay for that. I know you're kind of under contract with Angie. You'd have to pay like a 35% early termination fee to get out of it. That's probably not something that you want to do because it may not always hit home runs for you, but I'm sure you're getting some work from it here and there. This is just another great way to get your business out there, get qualified leads, better leads, and calls and jobs coming your way.
Yeah. Yeah, I understand. But we would like to we'd be willing to sign up today.
Now, I did look on the website. I did not see an email address. The email is really more for us to contact you guys regarding your account, send you the needed paperwork. It's not necessarily having to be a business email. It's not something the public would see.
Yeah, we do. We have a business email.
Oh, what is the email?
It's Piperite Plumbing at .hvac@gmail.com.
Okay. Pipe Right, and that's R-I-T-E, plumbing, .hvac@gmail.com.
Yes.
Okay, perfect. And then the Angie has an address, the 4224 Honey Island Drive. Now, I'm guessing that's a residence. That's not like a physical address, brick-and-mortar showroom or location. Your business is service-based, right? The public does not come to you?
Yes. Yes, right.
Okay. Perfect. And Google doesn't want anyone driving out to your home and knocking on your door any more than you would. So you'll just be listed city and state, not even the zip code. Now, Tara said you guys would go maybe 40 to 50 miles, including New Orleans. We can target specific cities, zip codes, even neighborhoods where you most want to be found. If there are places even 5, 10 miles away that you don't want to go, you can tell us that too, and then we just don't run your ads there. So it's very targeted. And then Tara has Shane as S-H-A-N-E, and then Gage as G-A-G-E.
Yes.
And what is your last name? Tara didn't get that.
T-I-C-K-E-R.
You said T-I-C-K-E-R, ticker?
Yes.
Okay. Gotcha. And then Of course, your customers are going to be calling you directly, but when we reach out to you regarding your account, we use phone, text, and email. Did you have any particular preference of how we reach out to you, or all of those good?
You could call my phone number.
Yeah, I was going to ask.
My phone number is 504-427-7210.
427-7210?
Yes.
So 504-427-7210. Now that's going to be your phone number, but not the number that you want us to promote for the business, right? The business number is the one on the website, the 985-272-8264.
No, actually the phone number for the business is 985-605-8603.
Yes. Okay. Okay, perfect. And then the next step here would be to schedule what's called a client interview or the onboarding call. And it is basically an interview. We want to kind of verify information off of your website, verify information that I have here, make sure that we know things like mission statement, motto, tagline, slogan, you know, what's unique about your business, etc., knowledgeable, trustworthy, client satisfaction, job one. Of course, we'll speak with you in great detail about all of your services and your service area. That's a follow-up call. The one thing that I am required to do here, because we are a Google Premier partner, is to read a voice verification. It does get recorded through the computer. It attaches to your account as an added form of protection for you, so you know that it is a month-to-month service, that, of course, it's that flat rate, that you've got the activation budget, etc. The voice verification is recorded, but you can stop me at any time if you have a question or want me to clarify my question. Now, for the follow-up call, we schedule by the hour, but it typically takes about 40 or 45 minutes. Would you be available today for that follow-up call from our technician?
Probably not.
Okay. What about tomorrow? We could do as early as 9 or as late as 5.
Yeah, I'm sure we could do. I'm sure we could do a follow-up call sometime tomorrow.
Okay. Well, we'll figure that. Would that be with just you or the two of you together?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
we'll take a look at that. The two of you together. We'll take a look at that. And then I did want to do one other thing. I wanted to add a little bit of extra protection here on the account, a security question and answer. So if anyone calls us and tells us that they are with Pipe Right Plumbing Services, we would maybe every now and then ask you to verify the answer to your question. It's really for your protection if anyone were to call you, especially if they're not a customer, if they're saying they're Google, if they're saying they're Local Splash, they would know my name, which is Paul Gordon. They'll also know the security answer as well as the question, and if they can't give you that information, then you shouldn't entertain that phone call. Even our technician, when they call you tomorrow, will have that information once I put it in here. So the options for your security question are the city you were born in or your first pet's name. Which of those would you want
first
for your
name.
Security question? First pet.
Blue.
And what is the, did you say blue?
Yes.
Okay, I have to type it in twice, but you're all set and squared away there. And then it is just the $250 for the application fee. How did you want to take care of that? MasterCard, Visa, Amex, Discover?
MasterCard.
What was best? MasterCard. And is the name on the card your name, the business name?
Shane Bozo.
Oh. Say that again.
That's the business account with my name on it.
Okay, perfect. You said it was MasterCard, right?
Yeah.
That should start with a 5, all MasterCards do. I am actually ready for that number whenever you are.
5480
mm-hmm.
1221 0420 8723. And the expiration date is 0629.
06 of 2029. And then the last three digits on the back of the card?
411.
411. So I got 411 on the back, June or 06 of 2029 for the expiration date. Was the card itself 5480, 1221, 0420, 8723?
Correct.
And that bill's at the 4224 Honey Island Drive, 70461?
Yes.
Okay. Now, once I do the voice verification, our automated system will send you a confirmation email with our client support phone number, the hours of operation on there, our client support email. But if you have a pen handy, I'd be more than happy to give you that information now.
Okay. Okay, Ron,
you're right.
Look, the notepad's right there.
Just let me know when you're ready.
We need a battery in your car, please. Are you writing this to me?
Here, write this down.
What am I writing now?
Oh, wait. Oh, what's up?
It's, you'll get it by email also, but it's our client support phone number.
Go ahead.
So it's 877-635-6225. Again, 877-635-6225. It is simply option one or extension one to reach client support. You can reach a live agent Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. That's Central Time. And, of course, you can email 24/7. If you email the support team, they'll follow up with you that same business day or maybe the next business day if it's after hours or late in the day. The email address is simply support@localsplash.com.
Do that. Repeat that again, please. The last thing.
Yes, support@localsplash.com. You will receive all of that information by way of email in a couple of minutes. You'll also receive an additional email. The first month's invoice will be emailed out to you separately. The invoice will have in writing everything. Well, there's going to be a link to the terms and conditions. That's going to have everything in writing that we'll go over right now in the voice verification. Either or both of you guys can answer the questions here. Again, the voice verification is recorded, but you can stop me at any time if you have a question or want me to clarify my question. But it reads as follows. It says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This part of the call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline your service agreement, and it is an added form of protection for you. It says, in order to ensure the accuracy of your order for the sake of the recording, can you please restate the name of your business as you would want it to appear online?
Pipeline Plumbing Services, LLC.
Now, I saw the pipe right hyphenated in some places and then not hyphenated. Did you want the hyphen?
It should be hyphenated.
Should be hyphenated. Okay.
Yeah.
And then, of course, with the LLC. So pipe right, that's P-I-P-E hyphen R-I-T-E Plumbing Services LLC. And then it says, please state your name and your official title within the business.
Shane Barthel.
You're the owner?
I'm not the owner. I'm CEO.
You're the CEO. Okay. Shane, as the CEO of Pipe Right Plumbing Services LLC, you are then, of course, authorized to enter into this non-contractual agreement on behalf of the business, right?
Correct, yes.
Of course. And I do have Gabe there as well, as one of the partners or active members in the business. And then for the billing information that was provided here, you are an authorized user on that account as well, right?
Yeah.
Of course. And then for It says to get results as fast as possible. It is important that you are actively involved in your campaign, because it is our job to make sure that the people in your service area who need your services can in fact contact you. So for that reason, we do specifically request that you do in fact agree to be both receptive and responsive in a timely fashion, which is 48 hours or less, to phone calls, emails, text messages coming from both my company and from your potential customers. Of course, you would agree to that, right?
Yes.
Perfect. And then it says, in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, we do ask that you would continue to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement. Again, it is month to month. We are already aware of Yelp and Angie. I see those profiles here. The reason that we ask, well, there's a couple of reasons. I mean, obviously, we wouldn't want you to pay someone else for services we are already providing. And then equally or even more important is we will make sure your business information online is accurate, current, and consistent. So we're not saying you cannot hire someone else, although you definitely will not need to. We are just saying if you do decide to hire someone who you think might also create content for your business online, we ask that you at least let us know so we can make sure that any additional information that we do not create is consistent and accurate for your business. That's fair enough, right?
Yes.
Perfect. Now, of course, you know, like I said, we do want to get the paperwork as quickly as we can. That helps us to get things going quickly. So we do ask that you agree to include any verification information, supporting documents in a timely fashion. This may include your business license, your proof of insurance, of course, the Google Guarantee application. And you already are verified. You have a Google Business Profile already. But we do kindly ask that you would submit these within the first 7 days, as failure to provide the necessary documents within this time frame may result in delays. You do agree to submit them in the first 7 days, correct?
Yes.
Okay, perfect.
Yes.
Now, your initial payment for and the account setup will be charged today, and of course, it is the 22nd of July. The exact amount of $250, that is a one-time application fee. You will not need to pay it again. The vetting process might take anywhere from 3 to 8 weeks, but once you are thoroughly vetted, that's when you have that activation budget, which is roughly $660, and that cost per lead, which is roughly $50. You pay only for the leads that you use every month, and the leads do need to be qualified. It is a month-to-month service. It is offered completely at will. That means no contract. You can stop at any time for any reason. No questions asked, no fees involved. All that we do request, and of course you can pause it too as often as you need to. All that we do request to prevent the charge for the following month is that you would contact our client support team and contact them at least 3 days before your billing date. That is simply because we are in fact closed on the weekend. Do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Okay. That actually does conclude the voice verification. Now, like I said, in a minute, you're going to receive the Google Guarantee or Local Service Ads application. You'll also receive the confirmation email. It's a welcome email. It's important not only because it has our client support information that I've already given you. In fact, most of our emails do have that. But the welcome email will also have your login credentials for your tracking system. And your tracking system is not active yet, and it won't be for a day or so. We do need to do your client interview first before there's going to be something for you to track. Now, looking at your client interview for tomorrow, like I said, we could do as early as 9 a.m. or as late as 5 p.m. That is Central Time. Did you guys want something kind of mid-morning, late in the day, or maybe towards the very end of the day?
We'll do around 2.
Did you say 2?
Yeah.
Well, you don't need me?
Or do you want to be there?
Well, just tell them around 1. Around the same 1? Time. 1 o'clock.
1?
Okay, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, so we'll schedule it for 1 o'clock. It's a 1-hour window, but the call doesn't take that long. It takes about 40, 45 minutes or so. In a minute, I'm going to send you a calendar invite, and then at 10 o'clock tomorrow, 1 hour prior, or I should say at noon, we're doing the 1 o'clock. So at noon, 1 hour prior, is when you'll get a reminder email that the call itself is scheduled at 1 o'clock. I'm going to also send you a calendar invite. That calendar invite is really just for your records. It's going to say Local Splash, C-I-E-N-G. That just stands for Client Interview Conducted in English. You do not need to respond to that that email. Did you guys happen to receive either the automated email or the text message? Looks like you did get the Google Guarantee or Local Service Ads application. And then the one email that I wanted you to see is the one that you've already received. You'll get the welcome email in a second here. But the one that says Local Splash Initial Invoice, if you open that one up, it's going to say Hello Gates, just because that's the first name that I have here. Thank you for choosing Local Splash. Your invoice is located below. Then it says please click here to accept the subscription terms, and then if you click on the click here, it's going to be hyperlinked to the terms of experience. Do you see those two words, click here?
One second, I'm opening it up right now.
Sure, no problem.
I see the application form.
Yeah. Now that you can fill out. If you have any questions, if you have any concerns, our technician can walk you through that tomorrow. If you need any help actually filling that out, we can do that for you. But the one email that I wanted you to see was the other one, the one that says Local Splash Initial Invoice. Yeah. So if you click on that, thank you for choosing Local Splash. A couple sentences down, it says, please click here. To accept the subscription terms, click on those two words, click here. You're going to go to the Local Splash Terms of Experience, so that's everything we went over in the voice verification. There are certain things on here that we can provide for you. Some there's a charge, others there's not. Obviously, if we do Facebook paid ads or Google paid ads, there would be a charge for that. We can always talk down the road if you need more work. There is a custom website included. So if your website goes down for more than a week or two, it only takes us about 5 to 7 days to put a website up in its place. It would serve as a placeholder until your website is completed. Or if you ever say, hey, let's just do a whole new website, then we can do that for you, and that would be included at no additional cost. Now, you'll see the long line that goes across, and below it, there's three boxes. We would want you to click all of them. One, that you agree to receive SMS or text messages. One, that you certify that you are the authorized holder and the signer of the card. And one, that you acknowledge that the payments are automatic and recurring. It says Shane Ticker on there because it pulls from a different page.
Okay.
Well, it's Shane Barthel.
Right, and it's Gage Ticker, right?
Right. I don't know if the card will go through.
It did go through, but the paperwork is different because it's pulling from two different places. That's why it's going out to Gage, but then it's got Shane on there. What is the spelling of the last name for Shane?
Barthel.
B-A-R-T-H-E-L.
T-H-E-L. B-A-R-T-H-E-L. I want to send you I can send you a confirmation. The payment was processed, and I did send you the invoice by email as well. But then I want to see, and it really doesn't matter which one of you. I just want to make sure that you've got the right information on here. I will resend that Local Splash initial invoice with Shane's first and last name on there. I mean, it wouldn't really matter if it was one or the other, but not the combination of the two. So I'm manually resending. Should. Now what did it do? Did it send it to Gage? Okay. And then I did send the receipt. That one's in the queue too. Our emails get sent every couple of minutes here in bulk.
Yeah, I got them.
Okay. Gotcha. Perfect. So let me update and see. Okay. So the new one should have, it does still say Hello Gage on it, but then if you open up the click here, then it's got Shane Barthel on there. So either one of you, since you got you both on the phone, once you click all three of the boxes, click in the sign box, the one with the arrow pointing towards it, that longer box, you can copy and paste or type in Shane Barthel. It does need to be case sensitive. So the S and B are capitalized, and then hit the confirm signature box. Now, I wanted to make sure, I know I've got Gage's phone number, but is there a separate number for Shane other than the main business number?
The number that you're talking to, the number, this number that you
the 8264, that's going to be the best number for Shane? Okay, so I've got that. Yeah. And then if it takes you to another screen that, like, asks you to log into your account, just let me know.
Yeah. The invoice. So the invoice does say on Shane Bigger.
Okay.
So here where it says to log in to welcome to Local Splash, signing with your credentials.
Yeah, you don't have to go that next step. Our automated system thinks both that your tracking system is active and that you're trying to access it, neither of which is really true. We do need to do your client interview first for there to be something to track. But you will receive, you'll receive notification once your tracking system is active. You can try at any point in time. Let me just refresh and see if the welcome email was sent out to you. So you may get a message saying that we're still trying to set up everything, but your welcome email would have your login credentials on it. And your login credentials, so your welcome email sent. Your login credentials is Shane's phone number. Area codes included 985-272-8264. The default password is Best Yahoo. You can change the password, but not the username. The username is set in our system, made to be easy for you to remember and easy for us to access and associate with the account. Although this is not a number that we're promoting for the business, it's the number we're calling in on, so it's the number that the account is set up under, and that's going to be your username.
Okay.
Now, were you guys able to fill out the form? It's not updating on my side, but you submitted the hit the confirm signature.
Which form?
The welcome or the initial invoice one. The second one that I sent out to you with Shane Barthel on the signature name. If you have any concerns or any issues with any of the paperwork, please do let us know. You're actually going to be assigned an account manager. I don't know which one it will be. I know there's a short list of who it could be, but I'm not sure which one is going to be assigned here. Let me just refresh and see if it's been updated yet. But you are going to have an account manager assigned. They will be contacting you today, in fact, to make an introduction. And they will be your account lead, your account manager. They'll be the ones to walk you through any paperwork, answer any questions that you might have. But you will be contacted later today by your account manager. Okay. And then we've got your client interview scheduled for tomorrow at 1 o'clock. All right. You guys are all set. Did you have any other questions?
No.
Okay.
I think I did it.
Let me update and refresh on my end. Make sure everything's okay. So you're all set. You're all squared away. We do have the security question, your first pet's name, Blue. Even our technician will know that information if you choose to ask them. If I am in between phone calls when our technician calls you, it would be right out or a couple minutes after 1 o'clock tomorrow. If I'm between phone calls when our technician calls you, I'll be on that call as well just to say a quick hello and answer any questions that you might have. Now, which is the best number for us to call for that client interview tomorrow? Is it the number we're speaking on or this number?
This number.
The 8264 number? Okay, so we'll call this number tomorrow around 1 o'clock. I hope I'm between phone calls to say a quick hello. Really excited to get this going for you guys. I know you're going to absolutely love it. The vetting process will take some time, but once those leads come in, they're going to be turning in a good jobs for you guys, and I think you guys are going to be really happy with this. So welcome aboard. Real pleasure speaking with you both, all of you, in fact, and we'll call you tomorrow around 1 o'clock.
Okay.
You should still get a call today, though, from your account manager, I believe. But we'll talk to you soon. You guys take care. Thank you again.
Bye. Bye. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.